Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, his adherence to the sunnah is an example for all of us. He would use the right hand when taking or giving something. And if the one who was taking something would extend his left hand, he would immediately hold back and say, take it with the right hand, for the shaitan, Satan, takes it with his left hand. Whenever entering a masjid, he would always place his right foot first. And whenever exiting, he would place his left foot on the shoe first, and then wear the shoe on his right foot, and then the one on his left foot, in order to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Once Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, he arrived slightly late for the Fajr Salah. The attendees would repeatedly look towards his home, hoping that he would come quickly. Even in this state of hurriedness, his adherence to the sunnah was such that when his foot entered the threshold of the masjid, it was his right foot. Not just this, when he placed his foot on the new floor and the old floor of the masjid, it was his right foot. There was one row remaining in the courtyard of the masjid, and he even ensured to set upon the vacant space with his right foot once again. He did not stop there. Rather, he placed his right foot first at every single saf, every single row, such that he arrived on the prayer mat in the mihrab with the right foot. Subhanallah. Look at the adherence of the sunnah by Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan. Such a sunnah which may be difficult for us to perform. But looking at the seerah of these pious predecessors, we learn how to implement it upon our lives. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.